Or tell us, you went there with your first chance to be like a starter. Was the season what you hoped for?
I thought my season was okay. I think I'm getting better and better every year. It was my first chance to really be in a starter, playing every 16 games, getting all the snaps and all the reps. So I think next year will be even better. You know, I was able to build some confidence, you know, in the things I thought I was capable of doing. To finally get a chance to do those, you know, the only thing you could do is improve. So I think it was a huge stepping stone. And they believed in me. And they when I came there, they told me what they thought I could do, and thought I did it well.
Did the Bears talk to you at all about how they'd like to use you in their offense? I mean, I know they're still sort of putting together their offense.
Oh yeah, they just told me. I told them I like to block power. You know, I had to make sure. You know, I was talking to Chrome. And he was talking about some running plays. I like to block those plays. You know, I'm not. You don't have to put me on the backside. Put me on the front side. So, for me, I mean, I think it'll be more telling once they on the field, once they see what I'm capable of doing. I know they probably have their thoughts of what I can do, and some stuff I can do, and some stuff is probably not my forte. You know, so. That's kind of cool, forte. Mike Forte is kind of clever, but so I think once we get on the field, and there'll be some, we'll be able to move around and do some different things than they expected, and some things that they weren't. So I'm just looking forward to the opportunity.
You like talking to the media, doing some interviews once in a while? We need guys like that.
I have no problem talking to anybody. I mean, you probably won't get the answers that you want, or we probably won't talk about football all the time. But I enjoy talking to people. You know. I have a lot of interest, and I do a lot of research on random stuff. I don't know a lot about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot, and that's what I pride myself on, knowing a little bit about a lot of things, so I could jump in conversations.
What's the most recent thing you've researched?
Right now, I'm just studying Tim Burton right now, so he's one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite, you know, just minds out there. So his creative mind and his creative being is something that I look up to, and, you know, I try to be like in a creative world a little bit, so... my wife bought me a book for my birthday the other day, and I've been reading that lately. So just studying him and watching all his movies and after reading the book and stuff is totally different.
What kind of art do you do?
I'm abstract, which is probably obvious. So I enjoy doing abstract. I've been writing some cartoons and books and stuff lately that's also abstract, and I wrote a children's book called The Wannabes that should be finished in the next couple of days. I didn't do the art for it. I just wrote that book. I had a friend do the art for that one. But I have this other book called Books That Make No Sense in the Place of Make-Believe, Dinosaurs, Astronauts, and Cupcakes, which is going to be awesome.
So you're a pretty deep guy, basically.
I'm deeper than I look. You know, I'm like, I should walk around with a no diving sign on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm pretty deep. You know, you got to be safe. You got to be safe around me. So I enjoy a lot of things. I like culture. You know, I like to learn. So, my wife is, you know, she's enhanced that for me. She's, you know, she's a little bit more cultured than me at first. You know, I was from the South and she was from the West Coast. So, you know, whether it was food or wherever it is, you know, we just kind of enjoy it together. So, she'd bring out a bigger part of me.